We head to the beautiful Montague countryside, and we're chatting today to PJ Besson, who is the manager of the Montague Country Hotel. A longtime manager, PJ, and his wife, Colleen Besson, became the owners of the hotel after the tragic passing of Kat in 2019. And PJ is very focused on interactions with guests. He maintains great relationships with the travel trade. He's himself a chartered accountant by training. And ho Colleen keeps a firm grip on the hotel systems and operations, even to the point of checking on the interior decorating. The Montague Country Hotel's charm comes down to the tight-knit team, and everybody that they welcome is done with class and aplomb. And their people are handpicked because they come with passion and expertise, and they do believe in employing the best of the best. So we really are looking forward to chatting with PJ and hearing all about the Montague Country Hotel that has been part of the fabric of the Montague life since the late 1800s. It may have changed faces over the years, but it has always been a popular meeting place right in the heart of the town's historic center. There is quite a bit of history behind the iconic Art Deco building, and is one of the last privately owned country hotels in South Africa.
Yeah, Janet, always good speaking to you. So, it's good to talk to you and to tell you that things are going very well at the hotel at the moment. So, just a
Well,
bit of
I love to hear that, PJ. You know, the Montague Country Hotel has been part of the fabric of Montague life for goodness, how many years now? You would know.
well, 1875, it was originally
Wow.
built. So, I mean, there we're going on to 150 years. And obviously, I've not been involved that long, but it does feel like I've been running it for such a long time. I actually started here in 1999. So I will be celebrating 25 years of running the hotel now in April. But yeah, we bought the hotel, my wife and myself, in 2020 during lockdown. After my partner passed away in 2019, just before COVID, Gert Lubbe. So he was very well known in the industry, and
And the huge personality that we associated with the hotel.
I mean, and it's not just the hotel. So Gert was larger than life. He was the brainchild behind
Absolutely.
Route 62 and Cape Country routes and all these great initiatives, marketing avenues. So I've learned so much from this guy, and it's an honor to take over the hotel, which was like his baby, and raise it.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a long legacy. So now you're a heritage bearer, PJ. You know, you've been there since 99. You've seen the changes in the hotel. And now you're wearing a different hat. You're now the owner. And so the bottom line is one of the things you have to worry about. Not that you didn't worry before, but it's very different when it's your vision that's driving it.
Yeah, no, definitely. So there's two sides to it. So as soon as you take ownership, and I'm not talking physically, when the deal goes through, it's actually like you've just taken possession of another child was born. So we jokingly refer to the hotel as our fourth child. And just
You
like
must
with
tell me about the other three as well before we end.
Yeah, no, I'll do that. But I mean, it's like, with the birth of a child, like when you take on a new business, it's definitely in diapers and it needs 24 hours attention. And then as things progress, it gets better. They start crawling, and I would say that we're there where we're walking already. So 4 years in, it does feel like that things are coming into place. We've made some big strategy plans, how we see the future and what we want to do with the hotel. And it's great to now see some of those plans starting to bear fruit. In particular, things like, we said that 2020 onwards, we don't only want it to be at a hotel for the guests, but we want to open up to the casual passerby. You must just look at this property and say, wow, that looks welcoming. I want to go inside. And I've actually just come from downstairs. The deck is sitting off full of people that just
Oh
popped in.
man, perfect
Yeah,
time.
lekker on their way
Perfect
to the
time for a
George Motor Show. So
sundowner.
there's beautiful cars parked outside and a couple of Harleys. It's the Hog Rally here in Montague this weekend. So we just said we
Oh.
wanted to give people the opportunity to come in and see what we've done. You know, see the Art Deco that we've got on display, and we've got a little art gallery now, and we've got a new daytime restaurant called Feathers
Oh,
and Flat
wow.
Caps. Yeah, so we've just created all these angles.
Definitely a reason for a revisit for everybody.
Yeah, you see, so we realized that in tourism, if you're not distinct, you'll be extinct. So we said, okay,
Yeah,
fine.
I love that. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, so we said let's look at things that we can do to invite people in. So there's a hairdresser on site that rents from us. We've got the art gallery now where we give local artists the opportunity to exhibit, and that's been very successful. Our current artist has sold 10 works already this month.
Oh, wow, that is phenomenal.
Yeah, and it fits in well with our fair trade principle. You know, we are a fair trade in tourism certified property, and one of the big pillars is that, you know, you support local. That goes right through from the restaurant where you buy your produce from, right through to things like giving a local artist the opportunity to exhibit to an audience that normally they would not have the opportunity to do so. So that works
And of
well.
course, you have pre-qualified guests who walk through there. People with disposable income, which the artist wouldn't necessarily have access to if they were somewhere else. So that's the
No.
unique selling value of being there.
Yes. So I always say to the artists, be sure that you make some smaller works as well, so that if it's someone visiting from Europe, that we can bubble wrap it and it can go into the suitcase. And I mean, what a testament if somewhere in Sweden one of your paintings is hanging on the wall. I mean, it's to me that's a very nice success story, I must say. And then of
And
course
I
the
think
spa is also running,
what would
yeah.
be what will eventually become like the wine estates, and you'll ship art from the Montague Country Hotel.
Yeah, that's already happening.
Okay,
And
great.
yeah, so it's just one of those things that flow. So if there's works that's bigger than the norm, then we say, okay, fine, don't worry. We will see to it that it gets to you.
So lots happening at the Montague Country Hotel. Tell us a little bit about the fair trade tourism ethos. What is that all about?
So this is a concept that was introduced to me by a fellow Cape Country Roots member. And it took me a while to wrap my head around it, but the basics come down to it. It originates from chocolate and coffee, where there was in those industry a lot of exploitation of children, and you know the workers were exploited. And then a couple of people got together and they said, "Listen, we want a brand that we can put a stamp of approval on it that says, listen, no children was used to harvest the coffee beans or the cocoa beans for the chocolates or whatever."
Yes.
That's how fair trade started. So if you look on specifically with coffee, it's still quite a big thing. You will see a logo that says fair trade. So as soon as you buy that coffee, you know that no one was exploited for the harvesting or for the manufacturing or nothing in the chain. This spilled over to tourism because if you think about tourism, you now book into a hotel and you know you order a nice meal and your bed is made, but you want to have the assurance that there was no exploitation of anyone to have that product in the sense that when you get it. So no children was washing the dishes behind the scenes and that the staff that's working there are paid a fair wage and
That it, there's an ethical value chain.
definitely. So it's basically a stamp of approval on the one hand, but on the other hand, it gives you as a property, as Motki Country Hotel, it gives us a lot of satisfaction to know that, listen, we play our part with regards to our staff, our community, charities, and most important, also then the environment. You know, things like going with solar, going with grey water systems, making own compost, recycling, those sort of things. So we've embraced the principle. We're now busy with our third term of 3 years of certification. We actually started already in 2015 with it. And it's quite a process. But once you've done it, it's really something to be proud of and something that also the staff buys into.
That's the best
Yeah, it's a
because,
collective effort and it makes sense to them as
yeah,
well. You know,
people.
so for instance, if we after a day of serving coffee, all that coffee that comes out of the machine, that goes into a container that's mixed in with our composting plant, you know, and then you use that in the garden. And then to say, listen, we're using stuff that would have gone down the waste chain. We're using grey water that would have gone down the drain. And this is the end result is a beautiful garden. I mean, there's a lot of satisfaction right there.
Absolutely. And you're creating a circular economy, which is the best kind of economy because there's no wastage.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So that's the whole reasoning behind it. I mean, obviously I'm a businessman, so it is
Yes.
something else that distinguishes me from the next property. So I can say, listen, I'm fair trade certified. And then what I've seen on my, I go to Europe every year to do marketing, and some of those operators are now starting to say, listen, but we would give preference to fair trade certified properties over the others, because we also
Fair
buy
trade
into
is
the whole
very
concept.
important in the EU.
Also with the UK market and what we see with the Scandinavian market, and those are all big markets for the Montague Country Hotel. So yeah, it's very important.
Yes, no, absolutely. And I see that you're exhibiting at WTM because our stand is literally behind yours. We're at P17, and I
Yeah,
saw
so yeah,
Cape
Fair Trade's
Country
very
Routes there.
and Cape Country Routes. Yeah, so Fair Trade has got a
Yes.
stand in Cape Country Routes. I'll be roaming around. I'm also gonna exhibit at Indaba. We're just waiting for, I think hopefully tonight with Sona we'll get the news of when the election is, because there is
I
a bit of a
know
worry
it's
that there's gonna be a clash
happening.
between Indaba and the elections. Yeah, and
Yeah.
then in June we will be off to the UK, Ireland and Italy as Cape Country Routes to go and see the operators and introduce them to our collective products.
Oh, well done, PJ. I'm so happy. I'm so happy we caught up and you could tell me what is happening and where your travels are taking you and what your source markets are. And I think that our listeners will also be quite pleased to hear about all the improvements that have happened and the new things that we can enjoy when we come to the Montague Country Hotel.
Yeah, something I didn't mention is you can even come out now with your EV, your electric vehicle. So we one of the first two hotels in
Oh.
South Africa that has a dedicated charging point for electric vehicles. So you can
Well
come
done.
with,
That's quite a thing, eh? That's quite amazing.
yeah, and it's nice, so it's also a marketing thing, because whenever those cars are running low on energy, they would tell you where the closest charging stations are, so that brings them to the hotel, and then they can come for a spa treatment while it's loading, or for a meal, or even stay over. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, PJ, I wish you all the best for the busy season with WTM and Indaba coming along, and certainly all the best for your travels abroad as you take brand South Africa to Italy, the UK, and Ireland. And you, the timing is perfect. You can have a European summer, enjoy it.
We'll
And
definitely
at
do,
the
and
same
thank you for the
time,
opportunity.
always a pleasure, PJ. Thank you so much for chatting to us. We are very happy to have had you on the show.
Great stuff. You have a lovely afternoon.